Sport News, Zekeli Eben, bonjour.
Bonjour, Blaise Anissi, bonne année. Coming up in this newscast, defending cup winners of Cameroon, Colombe Sportif of the Jar and Lobo take the driving seat of the National First Division Football Championship after beating Stade Rennais of Melon 1-0 in Yaoundé yesterday. The Cameroon judo team prepares to begin looking for points to the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Double Olympic champion Beatrice Chebet from Kenya crowns a golden year in Barcelona. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. Chief of the Stade Rennais of Melon 1-0 in five match fixtures of the top tier league in Cameroon in the order delayed the five match played at the annexed one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium yesterday. AS Fortuna overpowered Union Sportive of Douala 2-0 and left from the relegation zone. The victory of Colombe Sportive over Stade Rennais handed the Saint Melima side the first spot on the league standing. Coach Richard Toa of Colombe told Walter Wilson Nana that the game that Stade Rennais one wasn't an easy one.
We knew that it would be a difficult game because according to the result from Stade Rennais, the last game, they win bottom, 3-0, and we know that the game will be difficult. And inquiry also for our last game because we finished our last game very down physically. But I think today we improve more than the last game. That's why you can be happy about this victory because we play very well. So we have to continue work. It will not be an easy straight, but I think we have the quality to do it. And I have confidence for my boys. Because they train very well and I think we can do it.
That was the coach of Colombe, Richard Toa, interviewed by Walter Wilson Nana. Two advanced day six matches of Cameroon's top tier league will be played tomorrow at the Rumdi Aja Stadium in Garoua at 1:30 p.m. Home side Coton Sport will host AS of Douala, and at 3:30 p.m. Gazelle FA will welcome Aigle Royal of the Mungu. The other day six matches will be played on Sunday, December 5, 2025. Cameroonian judo athletes are expected to begin fighting for qualification points to the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics when the African Open begins in Casablanca, Morocco on the 16th of this month. Team Cameroon, that has been training in Yaoundé, is presently on a three-day period of recess. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Alain Christian Kinge, interviewed by Ben Collins Noiberiwa, talks about their preparation for the first competition of 2025.
We have to prepare our team to go to African Open of Casablanca on 16 to 19 of January 2025. It's the first tournament for Africa in the ranking for Olympic Games Los Angeles 2028. We have several athletes in training and we will go there with five athletes because it's the beginning of the year and we don't have enough budget to go with all the teams. We take only five athletes who have capacity and who have possibility to go there to make performance. And we will be there also with the General Secretary and the President of the Federation for the African Judo Union Congress because we have election there. And in the election, we have the president of the Cameroon Judo Federation who will be proposal with the African Union at the position of head sport director. And I think it will be positive for him because he's the former head sport director of African Union and all the country need him to stay at the position. And that's why, but for the competition, we are ready. And I think we will get back in Cameroon with a lot of gold medals, and it's a gift for all the judoka for the beginning of the year.
Happy New Year once more, dear listeners. Sports lovers in the country are expecting a better year this 2025, which they can use to forget about the mishap of 2024. In the following write-up, Simon Lyonga says, apart from medals won by sambo, judo and karate athletes, 2024 was a difficult sports season in Cameroon.
It was just another year rich in emotions as produced in the various sports arenas, though the games and competitions were played mostly in showrooms and the social media than on the field. football took pride of place in national representation with the presence of the Indomitable Lions at the African Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire in January. What was conceived as a competition to conquer lost terrain first became one for the Lions to be conquered, as the highly depleted team lacked pace, character and stature to rival the best in the continent. A limping second-round entry was brought to a fast check by the Super Eagles of Nigeria. The team returned without roaring, leaving their fans crying for salvation and crying for a quick step taken to stop the football hemorrhage. The government of Cameroon reacted by bringing in Belgium's Marc Brice to replace Rigobert Song at the helm of the technical bench. The coming of the Belgian met with so much controversy that introduced a new match, FECAFOOT versus the Sports Ministry. The social media entered a despicable game of disrespect, uncontrolled decision-taking, while for the first time, the veracity of high instructions from the Presidency of the Republic became topics of discussions on TV stations with visible signs of a will to downplay that. The team's corporate image took a serious blow, and despite the will to broker a peace deal by the country's top executive, the warring parties are still drawing the dagger, though it remains in the sheath. Not even the team's early qualification for the next African Cup of Nations has calmed the flaring tempers, most of which have vowed to sleep soundly only after the order has been offloaded. What they fail to see is that offloading can come even from the least expected angle. While defiance installed itself in the den of the national team, coupled with a near absence of the country on the global scene, club football even took a poorer stature with Fofo of Bahama and Victoria United in the African continental competitions. Not only were they eliminated at the very start, Fofo even went as low as not being able to field even a team of 11 players, appearing with a squad of 8 gladiators, amongst them 2 goalkeepers. Their will and spirit notwithstanding, the game has realities that cannot be tampered with if victory is the watchword. Surprisingly, this failed to trigger an open investigation to apportion blames and perhaps punish the perpetrators on the local scene, and for the first time, the movement stayed for 8 months without elite football. The consequence was immediate: elimination of the local Lions from the 2025 African Nations Championship, the CHAN, by a lower power team from the Central African Republic. Cohesion and a lack of stamina were blamed for that, these which are products of a lack of competition. From the football arena, the year was not also the best for the mother of all disciplines, athletics. It opened with joy and sorrow that saw another successful hosting of the Mount Cameroon Race of Hope in Boya spoiled by the death of a Kenyan athlete after the competition. But they made an impressive show at the Summer Olympics in France with the hopes of a medal on the shoulders of sprinter Emmanuel Essieme. He didn't win, but took the nation to the semi-final, running below 10 seconds and promising better tidings in the near future. His output was even more saluted after his lackluster run in Douala, a run that was the epitome of the general organization of the African Championship in the nation's economic capital. In the Olympics, it was tough to tussle with the world's best, who visibly had better preparations with better athletes whose progress have been a close follow-up over the years. 6 athletes were on the starting block for Cameroon in Paris. None got the ribbon in a show that clearly depicts the falling standards of sports in Cameroon, born mostly of the shift of interest from the field of play to courtrooms and behind-the-scenes fights. In the meantime, the glimmer of hope came from martial arts, where Sambo alone won 12 medals in the African Championship, producing 6 African champions and 3 medals in the world competition. Karate and judo also flew high the country's flag, perhaps to determine a new area of interest to power brokers. Handball failed at the recent Women's Championship in Kinshasa, while volleyball is still to fully recover from the post-electoral punches. As the year runs out with the Olympiad, the searchlights are now focused on a Ministry of Sports and Physical Education that is expected to kickstart electoral procedures for the various federations, excluding football, whose elections will be held in December 2025.
Senior reporter Simon Yunga. Out of the country, double Olympic champion Beatrice Chebet crowned a golden year as she smashed the women's 5,000-meter world record at the Costa del Nassos road race in Barcelona. The 24-year-old Kenyan finished the race in 13 minutes and 54 seconds to become the first woman to break the 14-minute barrier in the event. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. Defending cup winners of Cameroon, Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo take the driving seat of the National First Division Football Championship after beating defeating Stade Rennais of Melun 1-0 in Yaoundé yesterday. The Cameroon judo team prepares to begin looking for points to the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Double Olympic champion Beatrice Chebet from Kenya crowns a golden year in Barcelona. And that was the end. That was the sports news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. Le Matinée de la CRTV continues just right after Canal Police.